This is Careers in New Media with Douglas C. Welch. For more information, visit the website, douglascwelch.com/newmedia. Today, first impressions of an Audio-Technica ATR2100 USB microphone. I first heard about this microphone from Richard Cleveland over at Naked 8 Productions during one of his Podcast U panel discussions. I mentioned this microphone to my personal friend, Michael, who's an expert in all things audio, and he happened to drop one by when we met for dinner last night. The microphone package includes the mic itself, a mic clip, and a small plastic mic stand, an XLR microphone cable, and a USB cable. As you might notice from the cables included, the ATR100 USB has a special feature which I've not seen in many other microphones. Instead of being a USB-only mic like the Blue Snowball or Rode Podcaster, the ATR2100 includes connections and electronics so it can be used either as a USB microphone connected directly to your computer without a mixing board, or as a standard dynamic microphone connected via XLR to a mixer like my Eteroll FX100. This dual connectivity makes this a great mic for those who are just getting started in podcasting or other audio recording, and yet allows them to step up to a mixing board and other equipment while still using the same microphone. Additionally, when recording with USB-only microphones, real-time monitoring of your recording can be a problem due to the USB-induced processing delay. The ATR2100-USB works around this issue by including a headphone jack directly on the microphone itself, so you can easily monitor in real time even when connected via USB. Other USB microphones have included this much-needed feature in the past, such as the Rode Podcaster, and it's great to see other manufacturers alleviating the monitoring issues with their designs. I know for myself that it's very important to be able to monitor myself as I record. It helps me catch mumbled words, overly fast speech, and poor pronunciations which I might not notice otherwise. As a demonstration, I've recorded this blog post as an audio podcast too, so you can hear the microphone in a real-world situation using both the USB and XLR modes. Everything up to here has been recorded using the USB connection on the ATR2100. Now I'll switch to the XLR connection using my small mixing board. As with any handheld mic, shock isolation is important. You don't want to pick up any noise of your hand on the microphone itself. This is often where many less expensive microphones and recorders with built-in mics fail greatly. As you can hear, I'm moving the microphone around in my hand, and it's picking up some of the noise in the background, but not too much. If you held it firmly, you probably wouldn't hear it at all. The included plastic mic clip and tabletop mic stand is enough for most beginners to get started, although most would probably want to move up to a more robust metal stand fairly quickly. Unfortunately, the headphone level from the microphone was very low for my own personal taste. I'd prefer much more volume when recording and playing back what I've recorded. The mic has a headphone volume control, but it didn't seem to affect the output volume much at all. Instead, the volume control seemed to be trying to change the overall volume on my Macintosh, which of course didn't affect the headphone levels off the microphone itself. The recording level was quite good, as you can hear here, even when placed on a desktop some distance from my mouth. If you want more input level, of course, you can move closer to the mic, although then you'd want to use a pop filter, like I'm doing now, to cut down on the popping sound of consonants and plosives like P's and B's. For this demonstration, I've used a mic at a fairly close proximity and included the use of a pop filter. Based on my short time with the microphone and the recommendations from others, I'd consider this a great microphone for the price. Amazon currently lists it for around $40 US. I've been impressed with the overall recording quality even here in this rough demonstration. I haven't taken any time to really adjust the microphone in any way, but simply plugged it in, adjusted the recording level, and made this recording. If you'd like more information on the ATR2100, you can find links on the website as part of this blog post. Visit douglascwelch.com/newmedia to find them. This has been Careers in New Media with Douglas E. Welch. For more information, visit the website, douglasewelch.com/newmedia.